Don't worry, we're going to get back to more of your phone calls on Free For All Friday coming up in just a moment here. But for a second here, I'm going to deviate, do something completely different for a moment. Talk about something we don't talk about a lot here on the program, but maybe we should. We can talk about the Olympics for a moment. And the reason being is I want to get kids outside more. I want kids less involved with these devices and more involved with, you know, running, jumping, swimming, fishing, doing something outside, right? My next guest feels the same way. Ryan Nyquist is an American professional BMX rider, an Olympic coach for the USA BMX team. Coach, good to have you here on the program.
Good to be here, and I agree with you 100%. Let's get these kids not in front of screens and just riding bikes and skateboards and doing fun stuff.
Absolutely. You got to skin your knees, bang your elbows, let gravity win once in a while. I know what that's like because gravity's beat the hell out of me a few times. But you're the Olympic head coach of the USA BMX national team, and you have a partnership to help local kids get scholarships, grow in the sport, BMX, which is a blast, and Olympics are on the horizon. So maybe this will get some kids' attention to maybe they do want to do some of these things, right?
Yeah, I mean, these sports are amazing. It gets kids outside, like you said. And then this camp, Camp Woodward, I've been working with them, I mean, since I was a kid. And this place is incredible. And you can be any skill level. You can be completely beginner, never ridden a bike, never ridden a skateboard. Come here. They have a facility that's perfect for you to learn. They have the best instructors, or you could literally be an Olympic hopeful and come here and hone your skills. And that's the beauty of this place. It's like all skills welcome. We have amazing instructors, and it's like the perfect place to just either discover the sports and fall in love with them, or just, you know, come here and hone your skills.
All right, Camp Woodward. Where is Camp Woodward? Where are you? excuse me. Where are you standing right now? Tell the folks what it's about, what happens when kids arrive, any skill level you said. Look, you can be a beginner or you can be an Olympic team member and everything in between. But where are you and how do you get involved? What's it cost? What's going on?
This camp is in central Pennsylvania, and this building behind me, this amazing building, is called Lot 8, and this has so much history. I would compete here when I was younger. We've had competitions. Obviously, we have summer camps every year. But you can go online and sign up for a summer camp. I myself will be here August 11th, that whole entire week. So if you wanted to send your kid here, I will be hanging out. I'll be riding with them. I'll teach them tricks. We'll high five. It's going to be a good time. But yeah, it's easy. Just go online, sign up if you want to be a part of it. And it is truly an incredible experience. A whole week of people that are just super excited to be here, super excited to ride, super excited to learn and progress. The environment is just electric.
And you know, you cannot stare at a screen and ride a BMX bike. I don't care how good you are, you can't do that, can you?
No. In fact, that's where the helmets come in play. You know, if you're going to try that, you should definitely figure it out.
Yeah, I would need a helmet. All right, so tell me about how people find out about signing up if they want to go to Camp Woodward, take their kids or grandkids, or heck, maybe they want to do it themselves. I mean, do you have an age limit on this thing?
Yeah, during the summers, we are 18 and under, but go to woodwardcamp.com and you can sign up for a week. This is the Pennsylvania location. We also have a location in California if you want a little change of scenery. But either way, both the facilities are amazing, and I would suggest just coming and checking it out. Like I said, if you've never even touched a skateboard, you can come here. We have skateboards, we have bikes, we have everything you need to get started. Helmets, pads, we'll get you going, and I don't know. I send my kids here. You know, they love it. So that's a testament. I don't know what it is, you know.
That's a beautiful thing. It's a beautiful thing, Coach. Ryan Nyquist, the American professional BMX rider, Olympic coach. So I didn't know that BMX was an Olympic sport. How many different medals are available in BMX, real quick?
Yeah, so my aspect is BMX freestyle. We have men's and women's. And so there's a total of 6 medals up for grabs. But really, we're just going to grab the gold one. So it's just really 2.
All right. Just 2. Gold medals only. All right. So 2 events.
Yeah.
Again, tell the people how they can get a hold of Camp Woodward and learn more.
CampWoodward.com. Go on there. Check it out. You can also search them on Instagram, Facebook, all the devices. Or, I mean, well, while you're not outside riding, you should search them on your devices. But Yeah. But sign them up for the week of summer and get out there and just, you know, get excited about action sports.
Action sports. That's exactly right. Run, jump, be kids again, right? Be kids again. Get outside. Don't Don't rot your brain staring at a piece of electronic equipment. Coach, I really commend you for what you're doing. CampWoodward.com, something completely different. The Summer Olympics are coming up. Where are we, in Paris this year? Pretty quick, the Summer Olympics are on their way. You'll be in Paris coaching the team. Congratulations on all your success, and congratulations on doing the right thing.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Coach, I appreciate you being here. Thank you. All right. There you have it, CampWoodward.com. Check that out. All right, check that out. It's a free-for-all Friday. I'm glad you're here. Let's see here. We're going to go back to the phone lines because that's what we do on Fridays. Kenny has been on the line in Kentucky patiently waiting, I believe. Kenny, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
How are you? What's on your mind?
I'm good. I love your show. I grew up in Philadelphia. I'm in Kentucky now. I would never want to live back in Philadelphia compared to a small town, you know, USA.
Right.
But anyway, I'm wondering, you know, back in the 1700s, we had enough when we had that revolution. And, you know, with the January 6th people and the way they weaponized the government, I just don't – I mean, what's your thoughts? I mean, how much more can the Americans take, you know, before they just get really mad?
You know? Well, you know, and that's the thing that's kind of that's come up a couple of times here today. And that's why I talk to you, America, and I talk to you, Kenny. Poke, poke, poke. Provoking, trying to get a response because they want a response. Let me tell you what they want, Kenny. Yeah. They being those on the left, those being the people that want an open border, they would like to see a response. They'd like to see some guy in Kentucky or wherever, get really mad and do something violent against some of these illegal aliens. And then they can scream, oh, look, these terrible white supremacists.
He's a racist.
And racist, exactly. And say, see, we told you so. And I guarantee you they want to provoke us. Kenny, I got to leave it there. You've made a great point. A great point. I appreciate you doing that. By the way, if you are in Philadelphia, I recommend the 4th Street Deli. My personal favorite. Sandwiches are as big as my arm, but, you know, that's the way it should be. The 4th Street Deli in Philly. Nice place. More calls after the break.
Tomorrow is happening right now. Today, more than ever, the world needs safe, secure, sustainable, and affordable sources of energy. That's why Enbridge is advancing new technologies to reduce emissions, like carbon capture and hydrogen power. By putting in the work today, we're bridging to a cleaner energy future. Tomorrow is on. Enbridge. Life takes energy.
Someone has to step up. Someone has to step up and take a leadership role for the games to be played. That someone is an official. Someone with the love of the game and of kids and the courage to make the tough calls and take the heat. Getting started is easy. To become a registered high school game official, call or click the Michigan High School Athletic Association. A message from the Michigan High School Athletic Association, promoting the value and values of educational athletics.